Frappin' Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 666 Berlinale, and today I'm in company of some of the protagonists of Love's Diaz, Lullaby to the Sorrowful Mystery, in competition here at the Berlinale. So I would like to welcome Bernardo Bernardo, Sherry Gill, and Angel Aquino.
Yes.
Welcome.
That is a hi.
Hi, Chiara.
Greetings to your listeners. Glad to be here with you.
So my first question would be for our listeners, if you could introduce your characters, your roles in the film.
You're actually meeting the three in one characters.
Yes.
With the three of us are three different aspects of the Tikbalang, which is a mythological character. Basically a man horse. There are two women horses beside me. And she is the seductress Tikbalang. She is the androgynous Tikbalang. And I'm the wizened old Tikbalang who manipulates everything.
And that's why we're all here. The three of us are always grouped the same in one group, because we come from one entity.
We belong in one entity with just three different personas.
And I really have to say that I love your energy. Like, it's something that you breathe, your energy. So I don't know if it was in the film or in life. Was it like that during the shooting? Do you already know each other?
It was a party. It's unbelievable. The way we shot on location is called Bulosan in Sorsogon. That's a province down south. And it's gorgeous, like a paradise jungle. And it's party time from morning till night.
Well, of course, we knew each other already from the industry, but to come together to make such a, we knew would be a historical film with love. Not just a historical film he's making, but a historical moment. And so we were all excited. It was a paid vacation. A paid vacation.
So how did this start for you? How did you get involved in the project?
Well, I have been working with Lau for a couple of years already, so I've appeared in some of his movies. But usually I would, play a small role, because I've never had enough time to be in his, to play a major role in his movie. But so when I was told that I was going to play the Tikbalang with Cherie and Bernardo Bernardo, I couldn't say no, and I just had to do it. And especially that it was Love, directing it also. I can't say no to Love. I love being in his movies because I know that they are, they're very strong movies and that people must watch. So
as for myself, well, it's my very first time. I met Lav way before he began all these prolific films, and we met in New York. And at that time, I really regret not having pinned him down, because he had pitched a story at that time. And I was just in a different plane. And finally, he did many films thereafter with my nephew, Sid Lucero, who has become one of his main actors. Last one I saw was Norte, and I really was hands down admiration towards the man and my nephew, and because I had very good reviews in New York. So when I came back, by chance and by sheer serendipity, I was watching a remaster of an old film where we bumped into each other, and he said, he's a very soft-spoken kind of guy, doesn't speak much, very simple. He goes, in Tagalog, right? Oh, you're part of my movie, huh? I fell. Like, it's like, did you just come up with this idea now? Or, just because I congratulated him about Norte. We're doing something, huh? You'll be there in that movie. I am? Oh, great, make it 40 hours. I don't care. Whatever you want me to play, I'll play, right? It was such a privilege to finally be asked. He's still the same guy I met 15 years ago in New York. In fact, he introduced me to marathon movies of Spike Lee and filmmakers I've never heard before. That's how artistic the man is. So I'm just in love with Love. What can I say?
All you need is love.
Yeah. So going back to your question, why our energy? Because we're spreading the love.
This is the love team. My story is that, a short back story. I gave up Philippine entertainment for about 12 years and moved to the U.S. And I was following everything going on in the Philippines on Facebook, and how wonderfully Love Diaz was doing with his films. I knew him when he was just starting. So it's one of my secret dreams was to appear in one of his films. And then one day, we had an awards night. She sent somebody to talk to me, and the shy little lady who turned out to be one of the leads, Isa Lorenzo, said, "Yes, Bernardo, Love wants you to appear in his next film." I said,
it rocked your world.
It rocked my world, of course. And then I became almost like a stalker. I wanted to know, what's next? What's happening? When are you going to get in touch with me? What's the role? But they wouldn't reveal what it was, because he said, Love is still writing the script, he said. And I found out later, he's been writing it for 17 years. But Hazel said, one thing he did allow me to say is that it's going to be a role of a lifetime. And he went, wow! And it was.
And having also to add, because he won't, Bernardo, aside from acting in the film, has become a major contribution to the film itself. For one, he had to be our peg on how he would become
the tikman,
the horse man, because how are we doing this? I've never played this before. And Bernardo is a thespian in the world of theater and film. He's our
master.
Lolo. Lolo's grandfather.
He's a master.
Plus a professor in itself, in on its own. So we based on our movements from him, and he planned it also for us. Aside from that, he also helped in the subtitling of the film, which is not easy. Translating. What else, sweetheart? What else did you help out? A lot. Even how to speak the language, Tagalog, which is not my
language. It's almost poetic. It's the language is very poetic, and it's archaic. It's not a contemporary language we use, a colloquial one. So a certain way of delivering it. Well, you will say it's theatrical. No, it's more a period way of delivering the lines.
It's obvious that I must ask, how different it is to shot a film that you normally shot in two hours and work on in 8 hours film. So how difficult it is it different? And plus, since, as I told you before starting the interview, watching Love Deals film are an experience, is it also like there's also a different way of experiencing the acting in his films?
Mm-hmm. When we were filming it, it just felt like we were making another, you know, just another important, you know, great movie. But we were all wondering how he would piece them together, because we would shoot a scene, you'd shoot a scene, and we don't know how that is connected to the next one, and it was all just in his head. So we were all just taking instructions from him, and applying our own, you know, style
and trusting,
understanding.
Trusting, basically. Because there was one scene, particularly in our case, where we're talking to the Captain General, and we take turns talking to him. The scene would shift, and I would become her, and then she would become her, and then goes back to me, and it's the same scene, and with no special effects.
But it's
clear. You understand that this is the mysterious mythological character
playing with
the mind of the Captain General.
Going back to the acting experience, for me, it was completely different. Personally, I found it quite a challenge. He just tells you, okay, this is the scene, you're going to be there. I said, okay, I'm used to the previous directors would basically structure the blocking, and he just gives full freedom, which in a way for me as an actor it scares me even more, because he just says, let's just rock and roll. That's his favorite line, rock and roll. And then this is a scene, you go out there, plus the fact that he has to do the scene with one shot. You make a mistake, you start from the top, he doesn't cut, as you notice, his camera is planted until the whole scene is completed. Maybe luckily I just got the shortest lines and the shortest scenes, but already there I was constantly nervous at the edge of my toes. How it was going to become an 8 hour, 10, 4, 5, I didn't know. But the fact that I was at the moment doing my scene was quite discomforting, because it's not usual that I can have the freedom and know how long, when, and find and wonder how, when he's going to call cut. You know, sometimes you're just walking. And he says,
thinking.
Walk slowly. And what am I supposed to do? Rock and roll. Okay.
But he's got very watchful eyes. You know that you could sense if he doesn't like it. But he allows you to create and allows the moment to continue, living it moment by moment.
Yes.
You can feel it.
In real time. He's a writer, if you notice. He's an amazing writer. I've never read a script as beautifully written as this one.
Mm-mm.
In precise language, in real Tagalog form, or if it's real, amazing, the description, even outside of the lines.
Speaking of the script, that's the only area that he's really very strict about. You have to stick to the words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm thinking that the beauty of the cinema is that at the same time he wants to take his time to do the things he wants to do and the way he wants to do them, but he also care, like some other directors don't, about the message he wants and his audience. So there's a balance in this, and it's a weird balance because it's very difficult to achieve, because it's impossible to do the things your way, your own way, and then also communicate to the audience. It's very difficult.
He relies a lot on perfect casting. Mm-mm. And perfect and strong performances, because if you notice that even in the silences of the moment, the actors are not saying a word, but you actually get into what he's thinking or what he's feeling somehow, you know. So yeah, that's basically what it is for me.
So that, I think what you're saying is it's hard for him to multitask that way.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, a lot of directors says that they don't like to think that they have to send a message. But he told me the opposite thing. That he said, "That's I'm doing films because in this case I need to remind my people and internationally about what happened, because I'm hoping for a change." So
it's his medium. He's not making films to make money or just, you know, to get by or to entertain. He's making movies because he has, you know, something to say.
He's very purpose-driven. He's even the way the camera is set up, the way he gets the characters discussing a particular theme, the way the story develops, it all bolsters whatever message he wants to send. Different aspects of a particular theme, struggle, and what we have to do to get to a point where we don't have to suffer as much.
I wanted to ask you, how is mythology present in your culture? How much is it connected to society and history?
We're a very superstitious lot. Up to now, superstition plays a very strong role in Filipino life. As we often laugh about it, but we believe that everything has a spirit in it, kind of. Like small mounds, we used to believe when we were kids that little dwarves or spirits or demons live there, and we have to respect that space and ask permission to cross. We would say, "Tabi tabi po, may we pass, please." It's like we get bad karma if we offend the spirits. So we respect nature that way. It's changing now, of course. The kids are more technology oriented. They don't respect nature as much as my generation did, for instance.
So by using this mythological character, do you think that it is also a way to send more people this message, like a way to communicate more to the audience?
Maybe try to instill old values that have changed through the years, and maybe get us attached or connected with nature again, our identity as a people before, and compared to where we are now. As he keeps saying, we are searching for our soul. It's like we had centuries under colonization where we lost our footing, and we have to redefine our identity as a people and to find our soul as a nation.
So what are you going to do next?
Maybe I'll play half woman, half fish. Goat, fish, mermaid for a change. I haven't been in a mermaid. At the moment, I'm working on a television series in Manila. So I wish I had more time spent here. The team arrived way before us. Angel and I came 2 days ago because we're both doing a soap. So, yeah. And by the way, I play half Italian, half Filipina. So we get to...
Somebody told me.
We get to speak some Italian. And we're working with an Italian actor, Ruben Soriquez, who's from Bologna, and he's been helping us a lot with the Italian language. Quite a beautiful language to speak, by the way.
Grazie. Grazie. Thank you. Good luck with everything and with this film, obviously.
A domani. Ci vediamo alla... Awards night.
See you at the awards night.
Thank you. See you too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we've been talking to Bernardo Bernardo, Sherry Gill, Angel Aquino, actors of the film by Lab Diaz, Lullaby to the Sorrowful Mystery, screening here in competition at the Berlinale. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.